From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Well, cool. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Beers with the Brewers, the official podcast of the Land Grant Brewing Company. I'm Mark Richards, also on the pod this week. We've got Walt Zekees.
How's it going?
And Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And one fellow that has not been on in a while, Chris Helderman, joining the team this week.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, we're packing some Osher.
Osher.
Doing some maintenance on some centrifuges, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, cool. Lupular Reaction is the beer of the week. Guava, grapefruit, and melon.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So what's the story on this one? Other than it's incredibly juicy.
So I think this might have been something that was scheduled to be a quadrahopic variant before things went sideways. But in that same realm, 6.7% ABV, 47 IBUs. All of our two rules, silo malt and our house horn and all yeast. The hops, Mosaic, Simcoe, Citra, and Hull Melon. So I was similar to how we did Quad 103, where I was trying to get something that tasted exactly like mango. I wanted to do something similar with guava. So I originally got some guava juice, got a fresh guava, tried that, and was trying to think of hops that were sort of evocative of those flavors. And my wife, with her academic access, wrangled me up a paper that I asked for that in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Sciences, that I think it was an aroma company, was trying to distill down basically the essence of what a guava is from a chemical perspective. So there were eight different aromatic compounds, and I kind of, you know, obviously there's only four hops in this, so a lot of them are doing double duty, but I was trying to match those compounds to either compounds that are in the hops that were selected, or they had characteristics or other chemical compounds that were similar. If you drink a glass of guava juice next to this, it's not going to be a one-to-one for a lot of reasons. One, guava juice is fairly acidic. Now, if I made this a sour, I'd be interesting to see if it were, you know, one-to-one, how close it would be. But in terms of generally the aroma and flavor of it, I think it's not too far off the mark.
Now, I remember trying the pilot of this, and it was the most excited I've been about one of our IPAs in a very long time. I think it was scheduled to be a 40-barrel batch, and we bumped it up to an 80, pretty much the first big batch upgrade from the slowdown. So that was pretty exciting to have something that good that we are that confident in and be like, yep, let's do 80. Well done, Dan. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'd agree. More the merrier on this one. 80 was a good move.
I don't know. You can sort of taste all the hops in there in some iteration. I think you get some of those berry and dank elements from Mosaic, and sort of grapefruit and stone fruit from Simcoe, that kind of funky gooseberry thing from Citra. And Hull Melon is interesting in that it's something I've gone to for trying to boost the perception of tropical fruit. There's a compound, I think it's damascenone. I probably butchered that. But anyway, it's a compound that's found in strawberries, but also in pineapple and mango. And they all share this compound. And it's kind of buttery, but also has this very floral strawberry flavor. And that's what I get a lot with in Hull Melon, in addition to the melon flavor, is this background flavor of strawberry that I think really boosts the perception of tropical fruit when you throw it into other things. So I shouldn't be giving away trade secrets, but I've been doing that quite a bit lately.
That's the whole point of the podcast.
Yeah, you got to give them nuggets.
Yeah.
It's been a decently long day, but I've finished about half of mine since we sat down of a full pint drinking at the tap room. It's going all right.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but my 12 ounces is gone.
I crushed.
Guess, yeah, I guess we got to know. How crushable
is it? Quarantine edition.
Oh, man. I'd liken it to a lot of the quarter hopics. Certainly in sort of weight and sort of like the, I guess the like the bitterness and everything else. I put it at a 5. I think I usually come down around 4 or 5 for most of the quads. And so I think this is right in line with that.
Yeah, I was going to say 4, but I think I'll let you twist my arm. I could do 5, but might be a good idea to stay with 4. That one went down almost too easy, if you know what I mean.
It's like 15 degrees outside. You can have, I think 5 is fair.
All right, you win. 5 it is. Moving on. What about you, Chris?
I'm gonna party poop it a little bit, and I'm gonna say 4, just because of the the things that make guava and those tropical fruits amazingly good. Also, kind of get a little much for me. Some of those tropical flavors. So. I'm gonna go with a solid 4 though.
Walt, you're not gonna try to twist his arm or anything, are you?
No, that's fine. I mean, everyone's got personal preference. That's fine.
Right, right. All right, 4 it is for Chris. What about you, Dan?
I think this is a COVID staycation, curl up under the blankets on a gray February day type of 5. When you look outside and the sky is that particular color of Ohio gray, I think you just get in your chair, bury yourself under some blankets, and yeah, pour yourself a beer or 5.
Oh yeah, it's so gray that as I'm looking out now, the snow looks blue instead of white. I mean, it's just, it's like there's a, you know, kind of like a filter on your camera that's just making this weird, depressing color of blue.
That's cheerful sounding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not depressed. I'm just saying the color is depressing.
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty grim looking out. Despite the nice snow we got. It looked a lot nicer yesterday with the bright blue sky. I'll say that.
Absolutely. Then it looked white. You're right. Yeah. It's pretty then.
As someone who very much enjoys all the gray, it is my favorite type of weather that everyone hates. It's getting a little much sometimes, you know, for the bright blue sky of yesterday, going sledding. So,
you go sledding yesterday, Chris?
I did. I went sledding with my daughter for, the big, I think, 8 runs we did down the big hill, which is the neighborhood sledding hill for Pickerington, down there behind the senior center. But yeah, it's... It's actually a fantastic sled hill. About half of Pickerington was there, you know, going down with me. But my daughter's 2.5, so she was not sledding by herself, but sledding with my wife and I, and she was thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Eight runs in this kind of cold, that's pretty good. I mean, it's we went up to High Banks last week and we got the snow, and it wasn't nearly, I mean, it was cold, but it wasn't, you know, single digits or anything like that. And I don't think we made it 8 runs. I could have kept going, but there were cries for hot chocolate and going home pretty quick.
Hot chocolate is one of the best parts of sledding.
For sure.
What about you, Dan? Any sledding for your team lately?
No, I think the only hill adjacent to me goes straight down the street. So... unless we skip across neighbors' driveways, we have to find another venue, I think. I don't know. Maybe the ravines. That's a good shout. Just go caroming through the ravines around here.
Yeah, I got to watch out for those trees. Only thing I've got to do with snow is move it around. Done a little shoveling. That's about it. But I enjoy that. It's good exercise.
It's a good arm back workout.
Yeah. For this time of year, you don't really have that many things you get to do outside that are exercise related. So, yeah, it's great.
My neighbor always lets me borrow his snowblower. And it's old enough and heavy enough that it might actually be more work than shoveling my driveway.
Yeah.
You just use a different set of muscles.
I've never been blessed enough to use a snowblower, but do they work when it's like real heavy snow like we got last week?
Okay. This one's a pretty big one, but it was about all it wanted. When it's heavy like that, they're not great. But if it's too powdery, it doesn't like, it just like blows everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's really like a fine line of where you can use a snowblower and it really works. So that's why I haven't bought one yet.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. I just do it the old fashioned way.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, after you're done shoveling the driveway, a cold beer tastes pretty good.
Oh, right. Yeah. Snow and beer, you can't go wrong. So, Walt, why don't you tell us a little bit about this label? And I've got geometric shapes. It's pretty good look, and it's got a nice kind of 60s feel.
Yeah, it's a little different for us. It's simpler than a lot of our labels, but it's, I guess the inspiration, and it's pretty, like, abstracted, but the idea is there's these four circles in the four corners, and those would be the four hops. And the idea is that they're sort of vortexing into one another in the center. But, again, that's pretty abstracted. I guess, I don't know, I've got a Saul Bass book that I've been looking at a lot, and I think that sort of mid-century 50s and 60s design was definitely the inspiration behind it. Pretty different for us. When I can make them simple, I like to make them simple. As I've mentioned many times on this podcast, the Lemon Glow can's probably my favorite can that we've done. So when I can get them down to that sort of super simplified, abstracted vibe, I consider that to be a win. And I think this one turned out pretty sharp. And I think hopefully it matches the beer well.
Well, all those mellow bundles are cranking out through the tap room right now.
Yeah. Yeah, delivery carryout, as always. Get on that. We'll bring beer to you. You don't have to go trudging out into the aforementioned cold and ice and snow. We'll be happy to bring it to you. And as Mark just mentioned, we've got our Bay promo going on for Valentine's Day. So our Bay being our Imperial Chocolate Porter with raspberry, vanilla, and lactose. We bottled it up. Just our, third bottle release. I guess if you count Weird Crumbs, it's our third. But second that we've done. So that's pretty exciting, but you can get a bottle of that on its own, or you can get it with a curated selection of chocolates and marshmallows from our friends at Mellow, all wrapped up in a nice gift package for you. Perfect for Valentine's Day, which is coming up on Sunday. So if you're listening to this and you don't have a plan for Valentine's Day, hit up landgrantbrewing.com or stop through the tap room and pick up a Bay bundle. It's perfect. Dan put together a little video where he tasted through the pairing with, I think, Michelle from Mellow, and we'll give you the link to that so you can have Dan join you on your Valentine's Day date.
Ooh, that's romantic.
He can be the third wheel for your Valentine's Day.
Now, Dan, are you able to be rented out for just about any type of Valentine's event? Like, say, if, you know, maybe one of you come over, hang on the porch, sing a song, anything like that?
Yeah. Come over, wear a tight turtleneck, stare dreamily into your eyes. I'm your man.
Right on.
But yeah, so check that out. Really cool. They're going quick. So get one if you can. And if you don't have a date, that's fine. You can just have it all yourself. That's all good too. Your subscriptions are flying out the door. Mark gets those ready every month. Get on that. Go to landgrantbrewing.com. /subscriptions for all the details there, but the gist is we'll bring you beer every month, every other month, however often you want, and I'll bring you the freshest, newest stuff. And if you have a group of folks that you want to drink some beers with and maybe do a guided tasting, we are doing virtual tastings you know, as long as we're all stuck at home and probably even beyond, landgrantbrewing.com/tastings. Shoot us a note and we'll get you some beer. We'll get you an expert to join your Zoom call and talk you through all those beers. We've been doing them with sort of birthday parties, corporate groups. You know, your after work happy hours aren't what they used to be, so it's a great way to get together with the coworkers and have a beer or two and have a little fun. And yeah, so check that out if you need a little social beer drinking in your life. We'll be happy to help you out with that. But yeah, I think that's most of what we got going on. Getting back into the spring, we'll have some more fun stuff to talk about events-wise. But yeah, just keep ordering beer and we'll keep bringing it.
Note on the subscription boxes. I've been chatting with a few people. And just to clarify, this is, in fact, very fresh beer that you're getting on these subscription boxes. This is typically packaged within the last 2, maybe 3 weeks. That's the beer you're getting when you get a subscription box. So it is hot and fresh out the kitchen. And by I mean it's cold and it's been kept in a cooler. But it's been packaged in the last few weeks. It's not old by any means. So
yeah, I wonder where you heard that, because actually a few of these subscription boxes we've been packaging as Arthur's getting them together to take out and just waiting for the 6-pack that's being packaged. So you can't get any fresher than that to get it within 2 hours of packaging.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. If I didn't show up here every day, I might consider doing it.
Yeah, heck yeah. This month we actually had a complete mixed 6-pack of experimental series, and if you're a subscriber, we've got the third week subscriptions going out next week. Matt Paulson, that means we're coming for you. Give us some feedback on those. What do we got? A link on the website now, right, Walt, where you can just hit that up and let us know what you think of these experimental beers?
It's printed on the can. It says, it says the URL there. I believe it's landgrantbrewing.com/feedback, I believe. Yeah, so hit that up and tell us what you think. Good, bad, or in between.
Yeah, right on. Well, next week we've got Spice Market, which is a spiced wit beer. I think we're packaging that today, right, Chris?
That's right.
Right on.
Yeah, and chai spice in there. It should be good.
More spices and merrier in a wit beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah, tip your bartender and your delivery driver. Bye.
See ya.
Oh.
It's ugly out there.